Hello, I'm Mahendra Gupte. We are looking at Chapter 13, Handling Special Cargo. Types of cargo, description of the three types of cargo, general cargo, items that do not require special handling, requirements, standard packaging, basic documentation, and conventional handling. What are the examples of general? What is general cargo? Consumer electronics, textiles and clothing, furniture and household goods, books and printed materials. Special cargo, goods with unique requirements such as tailored packaging, complex documentation, special handling procedures. What does this include? Perishable goods, live animals, oversized items. Dangerous cargo, goods that pose a risk to health, safety or the environment. Requirements, regulated packaging, detailed documentation and strict handling and transport rules. Examples of this type of cargo, chemicals and solvents, explosives, radioactive materials, compressed gases. Transport of the different types of cargo. Comparison of different modes first of transport so that we understand what is best for the type of cargo. Air cargo, advantages, speed and reliability, disadvantages, high costs, limited cargo space. Sea cargo, advantages, lower cost, large cargo space. Disadvantages, long transit times, limited accessibility. Road cargo, advantages, flexibility, speed, cost effective for short distances. Disadvantages, limited cargo space and weather dependent. Rail cargo, advantages, high capacity, energy efficiency, lower costs for long distances. Disadvantages, limited accessibility, longer transit times. Intermodal cargo services, advantages, flexibility, cost effectiveness. Disadvantages, complex logistics, longer transit times. Let's look at the transport for the different types of cargo. Type of service, air cargo services. This mode of shipping is known for its speed and reliability, making it an excellent choice for time-sensitive shipments. Advantages, fast delivery. So this is just a summary sheet of the different types of cargo services or modes of cargo that we looked at. Modes of transport for the different types of cargo. Let's look at the classification of hazardous cargo. Dangerous goods and the UN model regulations. There are 9 classes of dangerous goods. Class 1 explosives, class 2 gases, class 3 flammable liquids, class 4 flammable solids, class 5 oxidizing substances and organic peroxides, class 6 poisons and infectious substances, class 7 radioactive materials, class 8 corrosives, class 9 miscellaneous hazardous material. Air transport of cargo and passengers is regulated and by International Civil Aviation Organization and IATA. Class 1 explosives. An explosive is any substance or device that is either designed to explode, such as by rapidly releasing gas or heat, or has an internal chemical reaction that makes it explosive. There are 6 further divisions of explosives. Examples of these types of materials are fireworks, gunpowder, airbag inflators, etc. Class 2 gases. Gases, there are 3 divisions of gases. First division, flammable gases, is any gas that will ignite at a concentration of 13% or less in air. These gases also have a flammable range of at least 12%. Example, camp stoves, propane tanks, and spray cosmetics. Class 2 Class 2 gases, the second division, comprises non-flammable, non-toxic compressed gases, fire extinguishers, carbon dioxide and nitrogen. Third division includes poisonous gases that are toxic to humans in transportation. Example, hydrogen sulfide or hydrogen cyanide. Flammable liquids, class 3. A liquid is flammable or combustible when it has a flash point less than 60 degrees centigrade or 150 degrees Fahrenheit, or has a flash point at or above 37.8 degrees centigrade or 100 degrees Fahrenheit, gasoline, camp fuels, paint, or ethanol. Class 4, flammable solids. Flammable solids are combustible during ignition in normal conditions. There are three divisions of flammable solids. First, self-reactive, thermally unstable materials and combustible through friction, such as matches. Second, spontaneously combustible, example, activated carbon, coal and rags with residues from oil or paint. Third, materials that are flammable or emit a flammable gas when wet, like lithium, magnesium or aluminium powder. Class 5, oxidizing substances and organic peroxides. Oxidizing materials readily give off oxygen or other oxidizing substances or chemically react to oxidize combustible materials. There are two divisions here. Oxidizing substances, example hydrogen peroxide, fluorine or oxygen generators and cylinders. And organic peroxides, examples accelerators, resins or acetone peroxide. Class 6, poisons and infectious substances. There are two divisions of toxic substances. Poisonous materials are toxic to humans and they are hazardous during transportation due to oral, dermal or inhalation toxicity. Examples, arsenic, pesticides and some medicines. Infectious substances that could potentially contain a pathogen and spread diseases like HIV or hepatitis B. Example, needles or blood samples. Class 7 to 9, hazardous materials. Class 7, radioactive materials are unstable and release radionuclides during decay. Example, radioactive medicines, X-ray machines or smoke alarms. Class 8, corrosives are highly reactive substances and chemically cause damage to human tissue. Example, most acids, wet and NiCad batteries and mercury thermometers. Class 9, miscellaneous hazardous materials. All hazardous materials that may be hazardous to human health or the environment but not under one of the previous categories. That example, dry ice, engines, lithium batteries and ammonium nitrate fertilizers. Let's look at what is cold chain logistics. A cold chain is a supply chain that deals with temperature sensitive goods like fresh produce, meat, dairy, seafood, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, flowers, wine, etc. Usually a specific low temperature range has to be maintained to ensure the quality and integrity of perishable goods. That is, some products have to be refrigerated, some must be frozen, while yet others require extreme conditions. Failure to maintain the right temperature leads to product spoilage and ultimately financial losses. Cold chain logistics is a set of activities aimed at handling and transporting such items securely from the manufacturer or supplier to the consumer. The diagram shows the process of cold chain logistics. Let's understand. The longer the journey between the original supplier and end consumer and the more legs involved, the more difficult it is to maintain the necessary temperature. Unless items are permanently kept in a sealed refrigerated container, all activities increase the risk of temperature fluctuations. Within the cold chain logistics process, the packaging, storage, and shipping stages cause the greatest complications. Cold chain packaging. Ensuring optimal temperature starts with selecting the proper type of packaging, container, and refrigerating method. All that in turn depends on multiple factors such as type of cargo, required temperature and humidity levels, size of shipment, duration of transit, outside temperature. It's especially important in case of climate changes for long distance shipments and so on. Within cold chains, specialized warehouse facilities offer focused services as blast freezing, pre-cooling, frozen receiving, ripening, inspection checks and so on. It is important to design appropriate facilities with optimal climate control for storage and loading areas, as well as implement practices with handling perishable goods. Cold chain shipping and tracking. Transporting cool cargo requires specialized equipment, known as reefers or freezers, namely refrigerated trucks, rail cars, cargo ships, and aircraft. Often, not only temperature, but also humidity must be controlled. So such equipment has to be capable of that as well. Tracking shipments while en route is always important, but in the case of cold chain, monitoring cargo environmental conditions is essential to ensure efficiency. Storage and transportation. Requiring close coordination and collaboration between producers, logistics providers, and retailers, cold chain logistics is a vital part in ensuring that perishable products, including medicinal or pharmaceutical, are transported and stored under optimal conditions. Because of the challenges with keeping cargo cool, refrigerated, or frozen, cold chain logistics has had to continually evolve to make the specific needs of the cargo. The cold chain must maintain a specific temperature range throughout the entire supply chain, from production to the final point of consumption, to ensure the quality and safety of the goods. This temperature-controlled supply chain requires specialized infrastructure, including refrigerated warehouses, refrigerated vehicles, and packaging materials, along with appropriate monitoring and control systems across the unbroken links of the supply chain. Maintaining the integrity of the cold chain is critical to ensuring the safety and quality of perishable goods, as deviations can result in losses that can be huge. Cold chain equipment, technology, and packaging. The specific tools and materials used in cold chain logistics will depend on the type of perishable goods, the length of the supply chain, and the required temperature range. Some common examples of cold chain equipment are refrigerated reefer containers. Insulated containers equipped with refrigeration units come in various sizes and can be used for the transportation of various commodities. On ships, they run on a constant power source, and on the road with a generator set. Refrigerated vehicles. Refrigerated trucks and trailers are equipped with temperature-controlled compartments to transport perishable goods over long distances. Cool rooms and refrigerated warehouses. Temperature-controlled storage facilities used to store perishable goods for an extended period as per requirement. Temperature monitoring systems. Devices used to track and record the temperature of perishable goods during storage and transportation. They help to detect any deviations and send alerts to the staff. Insulated packaging materials, foam boxes, gel packs, and insulated liners used to regulate temperatures during transit. They are designed to keep the goods as required for a specific period. Maintaining the desired temperature range throughout the supply chain can be challenging and requires careful planning, infrastructure, and execution. Temperature control, ensuring that the temperature remains within the required range throughout the entire supply chain. Cost, cold chain logistics can be expensive due to the need for specialized equipment and packaging materials. Visibility and traceability. Lack of visibility and traceability in the supply chain can make it difficult to track and monitor the temperature of perishable goods. Human error. Human error can occur at any stage of the supply chain and can result in temperature fluctuations. Advantages of cold chain logistics. Improved product quality. Cold chain logistics helps to maintain the desired temperature range throughout the supply chain, which helps to preserve the quality of perishable goods. Increased shelf life. By maintaining the desired temperature, cold chain logistics can extend the shelf life of temperature-sensitive goods. Safer food. Cold chain logistics helps to reduce the risk of foodborne illnesses by maintaining the temperature of perishable goods and preventing the growth of harmful bacteria. Competitive edge. Cold chain logistics can give companies a competitive edge by allowing them to offer high-quality perishable goods to consumers even over long distances. Packaging and labeling. The goods must be packaged considering its special properties such that under ordinary handling measures, it is preserved during transportation, supports easy handling of the cargo, avoid the possibility of harming people and avoid damage to another cargo. Ensures the carrier's property is not damaged, should be designed for reliable fastening on board, must not have sharp edges and sharp corners. There may be particular packaging and labeling specifications for the goods, including perishable chemicals, live animals, and fragile antiquities. Special cargo includes live animals, perishables, wet cargo, time and temperature sensitive products, and human remains, among others. Due to their nature, weight, dimensions, and or value, they may have specific requirements for transport through air, and IATA has specific manuals to address the product type. The different types of manuals are live animal regulations, temperature control regulations, perishable cargo regulations, and compassionate transportation for human remains. Packaging dangerous goods. Aviation safety is dependent on shipping a dangerous good in the correct packaging. Wrong packaging could severely injure a transportation worker, harm the environment, or cause catastrophic damage to an aircraft. Packaging requirements vary depending on the type, class, and quantity of dangerous goods you are shipping. Often, packaging must be tested and certified to meet the regulations for the shipment of dangerous goods by air. The Hazardous Materials Regulations list the general packaging requirements for bulk and non-bulk packaging, new and reused packaging, and specification and non-specification packaging. The appropriate packaging for the material is also dependent on the packing group. The packing group is a group according to the degree of danger presented by hazardous materials or dangerous goods. Packing group 1 indicates great danger. Packing group 2 indicates medium danger, and packing group 3 indicates minor danger. Packaging that has successfully passed the UN specification packaging or performance-oriented packaging POP tests will bear UN markings to certify that they have passed the required tests. The markings indicate the level of testing that the packaging has been tested to. Shipping labels ensure communication between you and each person handling involved in the transportation. The cargo will be passed on from haulers to customs officers, one mode of transport to another, and warehouse to warehouse. Clear labeling will give direct instructions as to how to best handle the cargo. Incorrect labeling can lead to delays, shipping damage, or even loss. Labeling must include the port and country of origin and destination, the shipping mark, the shipment's weight in pounds and kgs, number of items and sizes in inches and centimeters, international pictorial symbols to indicate how to handle the cargo. Labeling for fragile and special goods. If you are dealing with sensitive cargo, you should always take special care of the labeling. Labeling for LCL and LTL shipping. LCL is less than container load, is carried out by sea, while LTL, less than truckload, is an inland transport service. In both these shipping modes, the cargo will be transported alongside other shippers' goods, which means that a container will include loads from different suppliers. In addition to this, the shipment is guaranteed to go through numerous handling points and transit hubs. Labeling for dangerous goods. As far as dangerous goods are concerned, labeling is particularly important. The International Maritime Organization and IATA have set forth regulations that need to be adhered to. Example slide of different types of labels for dangerous goods as per UN IMO certification. The marking that is required is must be durable in English and printed on or affixed to the surface of a package or on a label, tag, or sign. Must be displayed on a background of sharply contrasting color, must be unobscured by labels or attachments, and must be located away from any other marking to ensure its effectiveness. Documents for transportation. Many commodities used by us daily qualify as dangerous goods when it comes to shipping. List of common documents required for sea shipping dangerous goods. Dangerous goods declaration specifies the nature of the dangerous goods being shipped, including classification. Safety data sheet informs the hazardous properties of the substances, emergency and safety measures. Bill of lading, a contract between the shipper and the carrier detailing type of goods and handling instructions. Export license required for specific dangerous goods or for specific destinations according to regulations. Packaging certificate confirms the packaging used for the shipment meets the safety requirements for the goods. Customs declaration required for customs clearance and includes details like content, value and origin. Transport document can be airway bills, shipping notes or a manifest detailing the shipment. Handling instructions provide detailed instructions on how to handle the goods safely during shipping and emergency contact information. Conformance certificates confirm compliance with specific industry standards and regulations relevant to dangerous goods being shipped. Documents for air transport. Each hazardous material shipment must be accompanied by a shipper's declaration for dangerous goods and airway bill document. The following information is required on the dangerous goods declaration document. Shipper name, consignee, airway bill number, page or pages, page numbers, aircraft limitations, airport departure, airport destination. Shipment type, nature and quantity of dangerous goods, number and type of packaging used, packaging instructions, authorizations, additional handling information, certification statement, name of signatory, date, signature. Process for dispatch of dangerous cargo. Step 1. Think critically about the product. Understand the product and transportation information from the SDS, the safety data sheets. Step 2. Assess to determine which employees at the company will perform the hazmat function and identify the level of training required by the regulations. Step 3. For hazmat employees, training is a must. Step 4. Have a trained employee look up the material in the hazardous materials table or the ICAOTI and airline specific requirements, if any. Step 5. Determine the quantities and corresponding packaging requirements for the shipment by air or sea. Step 6. If UN specification packaging is required, understand the process and arrange for the materials. Step 7. Obtain the required hazard markings, labels and shipping paper, shipper's declaration. Step 8. Mark and label the package. Step 9. Follow the manufacturer's packaging and closure instructions. Package the material in its packaging. Step 10. Fill out the shipping paper and affix it to the outside of the package in an unobstructed area. Step 11. The package is ready to be shipped. Step 12. Keep the shipper's declaration on file for a period of 2 years. Handling dangerous cargo. Training on the safe handling of dangerous materials is key for any teams who work with supply or store hazardous materials. Safety topics to be covered during training. Personal protective equipment, PPE. The PPE must be suitable for the hazardous material and the task and the staff member, and it must be kept in good condition to ensure safety. Training staff in safe handling practices. Each material handled within the organization should have a specific procedure for safe handling. Chemical labels must adhere to GHS labeling guidelines. Manufacturers and suppliers must always have the correct GHS labeling on hazardous goods. Key takeaways. General cargo refers to items that do not require special handling or conditions during transport. Special cargo encompasses goods that require specific conditions, handling or packaging due to their unique nature. Dangerous goods are materials or items with hazardous properties, which if not properly controlled, present a potential hazard to human health and safety, infrastructure or their means of transport. The UN model regulations uses a classification system in which each dangerous substance or article is assigned to one of 9 classes depending on the nature of the danger it presents. A cold chain in logistics is a temperature-controlled supply chain which involves the storage and transportation of perishable goods. Example of goods are pharma, vegetables, meat, etc. The special goods are packed with the use of packaging materials that preserves the goods during transportation, during normal handling, loading and unloading. Dangerous goods are materials that pose risks to safety, health, property and the environment. Before handing over dangerous goods to a transporter, the hazardous materials regulations needs you, the shipper, to correctly classify, package, mark and label the package to identify the hazard. Thank you.